Good morning, and welcome to the Alpha Brief Morning Rundown, where we take you beyond the headlines without the hype. I'm your host, and it's Monday, July 20th, 2026. Let me tell you, if you thought last week was intense, buckle up, because we're starting this week with markets caught between escalating geopolitical tensions and some serious tech sector soul-searching.
Thanks. Yeah, it's one of those mornings where everything seems interconnected in uncomfortable ways. The big story dominating everything is this U.S.-Iran conflict entering its ninth consecutive day of strikes. We've got oil surging past $90 a barrel, shipping through the Strait of Hormuz, slowing to a trickle, and meanwhile tech stocks are in correction mode, with chip stocks down 20% from their June highs. It's creating this perfect storm where inflation concerns are roaring back just when the AI trade was already looking shaky.
Let's dive into that Middle East situation first, because it seems like it's really the story pulling all the strings right now. What's the latest?
So U.S. Central Command just completed another round of strikes. That's nine consecutive nights now, targeting Iranian military infrastructure, command centers, air defense systems. Iran's retaliating with attacks on Gulf shipping and U.S. bases, and we've lost at least three American soldiers. The immediate market impact is oil. Brent briefly topped $90, up about 3%, and that's after gaining over 15% last week. Gas prices at the pump are up more than 30% since this conflict began, now above $4 per gallon.
But here's what's interesting. I'm seeing another story in our rundown that says oil prices haven't gone as crazy as expected despite 5 months of conflict. How do we square that?
Great catch. That's actually the fascinating part. This conflict technically started back in February, and while we did see crude hit $126 at one point, that's way below the $150 to $200 predictions everyone was throwing around. Three big factors kept a lid on prices. China slashed crude imports to nearly decade lows. They're the world's largest importer, so that matters. The U.S. cranked production to record levels at almost 14 million barrels per day, and we released 400 million barrels from the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. But here's the concern. Analysts at Barclays are now warning markets are too complacent because inventories are at five-year lows. That cushion is gone.
So we're more vulnerable now than we were at the start.
Exactly. And you're seeing that reflected in the options market. There's now a two-thirds chance priced in for Fed rate hikes by September. That's a complete reversal from the rate cut expectations we had just weeks ago. Fed Chair Kevin Warsh is in an impossible position. Inflation hit 4.2% in May, more than double the Fed's target, and President Trump is publicly demanding rate cuts to 1% or lower, while his own policies, the Iran strikes, the tariffs, are pushing prices up. It's a no-win scenario.
Speaking of those rate expectations, let's talk about what's happening in tech. The chip sector has been absolutely hammered.
It's brutal. The Philadelphia Semiconductor Index is officially in a bear market, down more than 20% from its late June highs. For the week alone, it dropped nearly 18%, which is the steepest weekly loss in over a year. The VanEck Semiconductor ETF fell more than 8% last week. What's driving this is a combination of factors: concerns about AI spending sustainability, increased competition, particularly from China, which we'll get to, and just general profit-taking after an incredible run. These stocks are still up about 65% year-to-date, so some correction isn't shocking.
And we've got major earnings coming this week that could either stabilize things or make them worse.
Tuesday through Thursday is absolutely critical. We're getting results from Alphabet, Tesla, Intel, and IBM. Investors are desperate to see if the AI spending momentum is real or if we're heading into a period where companies start questioning these massive capital expenditures. The good news is that 90% of the 49 S&P 500 companies that have already reported beat expectations, and aggregate Q2 earnings growth is now projected at 26%. Up from 19% in early April, but the bar for tech is sky high.
There's also this regulatory angle with AI that seems pretty significant. What's going on with the White House asserting control?
This is a major shift that's flying under the radar. The Trump administration is essentially taking control away from companies like Anthropic and OpenAI about who gets access to frontier AI models. They blocked Anthropic's Claude Mythos 5 and Fable 5 releases last month, citing national security concerns, and they've launched this Gold Eagle Clearinghouse program where the White House decides which companies can access new models. The timing is particularly interesting because Chinese startup Moonshot AI just released their Kimi model that matched or outperformed GPT 5.6 in benchmarks. So we're seeing the AI gap narrow while U.S. policy is getting more restrictive.
That has to be creating some frustration in Silicon Valley.
Absolutely. And it's adding uncertainty at exactly the wrong time. Companies don't know if their AI partnerships will get greenlit, and that makes planning these multi-billion dollar investments even harder. Meanwhile, China's moving fast without those constraints.
Let's shift to something a bit different, this PayPal situation. A takeover bid from Stripe and Advent International?
Yeah, this is a fascinating fall from grace story. PayPal is facing a $53 billion takeover bid, 60-50 per share, and the board considers it inadequate. This is a company that was a Wall Street darling and digital payments pioneer, but they've completely lost their way. Apple Pay captured dominant market share, PayPal cycled through three CEOs in 4 years, and they fell behind on AI, digital banking, new payment methods. Their stock has plunged over the past 5 years.
Is this one of those situations where the company is worth more in pieces?
That's exactly what some analysts are arguing. They've got 400 million consumer accounts and assets like Venmo that might fetch more sold separately than as a struggling whole. The board is debating whether to even open negotiations, though analysts think Stripe and Advent can pay more. They've secured $50 billion in bank financing. But competing bids look unlikely. It's a cautionary tale about what happens when you stop innovating.
Before we wrap up, there are a couple of other stories worth mentioning. Chinese car sales in Mexico.
Despite 50% tariffs imposed in January, Chinese brand vehicle sales in Mexico surged 30% in the first half of the year to capture 17% of the market. They went from less than 1% market share to 17% in just a few years. Mexican officials say it's misleading because Chinese automakers front-loaded inventory before tariffs took effect, and imports have declined 43% since. But the sales numbers are real, and it's alarming U.S. officials who fear Mexico is becoming a springboard for Chinese automakers to enter the U.S. market. It's a major flashpoint in North American trade negotiations.
And quickly, what's the story about South Korea's margin trading risks?
It's wild. A 24-year-old student used a 500% margin loan, turned 20 million won into a 15-fold gain, then lost it all in 4 weeks when the KOSPI plunged more than 10% and triggered forced liquidations. He lost nearly 300 million won, about $200,000. Total investor debt in South Korea's market exceeded 60 trillion won, and it's become the world's most volatile market. Regulators finally banned new leveraged ETFs on individual stocks, acknowledging they were a policy error. But here's the kicker. The student plans to borrow and trade again because he sees high leverage as his only path to afford Seoul housing. It's a stark reminder of what happens when speculation gets out of control.
That's incredible and terrifying at the same time. All right, before we go, any other quick headlines?
Just one more on the energy front. There were drone attacks on tankers at the Caspian Pipeline Consortium terminal off Russia's Black Sea coast. The CPC pipeline exports nearly 2% of global oil and accounts for about 80% of Kazakhstan's exports. Operations were suspended, then briefly resumed, then suspended again after another attack. It's yet another supply disruption, adding to the uncertainty in energy markets.
So, bottom line for investors this morning, what are you watching?
Three things. One, does shipping through the Strait of Hormuz continue deteriorating? Because that could push oil to 100 plus. Two, how do the mega cap tech earnings land Tuesday through Thursday? That could determine whether we've seen the bottom in chips or if there's more pain coming. And three, watch the Fed commentary around inflation expectations, because that's shifted dramatically in the past week. Markets are trying to price in both a geopolitical premium and a tech repricing at the same time, and that creates volatility.
Great insights, as always. That's all we have time for on today's Alpha Brief Morning Rundown. Remember to visit alphabrief.ai throughout the day for real-time analysis as these headlines continue to develop, especially with oil markets moving and those critical tech earnings coming up. We'll help you stay ahead of the curve without the noise. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow morning.